Protests on college campuses continued over the weekend against the war in Gaza. At UCLA, supporters of Israel and supporters of Palestinians clashed. Campus police intervened. In Washington, D.C., city police declined to take up George Washington University's request to arrest protesters in a tent camp for trespassing.
And in a statement this morning, the president of Columbia University, Manoush Shafiq, said officials have not been able to come to an agreement with students occupying the center of campus. Earlier today, university officials told students to clear their encampments by 2 p.m. East Coast time or face suspension. Those students are still there. Shafiq also said that the university will not divest from Israel as student protesters want, but will review socially responsible investing and make investments in Gaza. Meanwhile, on the other side of the country, students at the California State University Polytechnic Humboldt have been barricaded in a school building for a week now. Police are preventing anyone from entering the campus, but we're going to get two voices from Cal Poly Humboldt. First, Zachary Meyer, a senior. He's not in the occupied building, but he supports the pro-Palestinian protesters. He's also Jewish. Zach, what do you want from the Israeli government?
Yeah, I mean, for the Israeli government, I want to see an end to indiscriminate bombing of children and people in Palestine and Gaza that are just trying to live their life. Palestinians just want peace. They want their homelands not to be bombed. They want to stop being occupied by the Israeli government. And that's what I want to see. I want to see peace. I want to see an end to the state-perpetuated violence.
Well, let's pick that up. Because other Jewish students in colleges across the country don't feel as safe as you apparently do. And some would say not all Palestinians want peace. They point to Hamas. They hear some protesters supporting Hamas. They hear calls for change from the river to the sea, for instance, and the Anti-Defamation League, as you are well aware, sees that as anti-Semitic because it calls for dismantling Israel and removing Jews. To create a Palestinian state from the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea. So what do you say to those Jewish students who feel this is existential for them and they feel threatened?
Yeah, I mean, I feel that. I have plenty of friends that are both Israeli and Jewish, and we talk a lot about this and also with my family. But I think in any sort of movement like this that is global and there's a lot of hurt feelings on both sides. Like it's war. It's death. It's violence. People are going to have a lot of strong opinions. And I think this is all just a call for peace. And I think if anyone is calling for the death of someone, they're either backed up against the wall or not speaking on behalf of the core of this protest.
Look, your graduation is coming up May 11th. It's reminding a lot of us of another May, when students were killed at Kent State protesting the Vietnam War, and all the graduations across the country, every single one just about, was canceled. Overall, how were you feeling about these standoffs?
Yeah, I mean, you bring up Kent State, and I'm a huge Neil Young fan, so I've been listening to Ohio pretty on repeat, teaching myself how to play it, and it is the 54th anniversary on Saturday, and there is definitely a fear. I see the call, people calling for the National Guard to come in all sorts of places. You read the comments on Facebook telling people to come in and tell these students what for, and I think that's a disgrace. University campuses are places for difficult conversations, for people to speak up and learn. I don't want to see more students be killed in classrooms. I thought we're supposed to be against that.
Well, so far, lots of violence and scuffles, but so far, not that. Zach Meyer.
Yeah, luckily.
Yeah. Zach Meyer, senior at Cal Poly Humboldt. Thank you.
Yep.
Well, now let's bring in Jeff Crane, dean at the College of Arts, Humanities, and Social Sciences at Cal Poly Humboldt. He's been negotiating with student protesters for this past week. Dean Crane, Jeff, we know some are asking that those occupying a building there not be charged for that. What else would you want us to know about what's going on right now?
So I've been in dialogue with students, student protesters from the beginning, but we moved into a phase of non-negotiations as of Saturday with a hard lockdown. And so one of the asks is not to be charged, And that's a hard thing for us to address because we aren't responsible for the legal system. What I do know is that faculty have really rallied to let students know that they're going to support them, provide them resources. I believe the university would probably do that as well. I want to say, actually, the students on their own, when we met last week, on their own offered to clean up and paint over the graffiti. And I think, you know, there's some discussion about what role service on campus could play in mitigating any academic sanctions.
Yeah. Well, you floated the idea of a committee with faculty and students to do a deep dive on the calls for divestment. You know, what does that mean to you very briefly? Because Columbia is being asked to divest billions from companies in Israel or businesses profiting from this war. Cornell and Yale protesters are asking their schools to divest from weapons manufacturers. Just briefly, what do you see the students there asking for?
Well, so, yeah, Portland State just cut off their relationship with Boeing. It's not a significant amount of money, but it's meaningful symbolically. Mm. Of course, I'm old enough to remember the student protest movements asking for divestment from South Africa because of apartheid, and that was quite effective. And so the students want us to research our investments, of which we have like 0.5% of our endowment is in direct investment, and then also our donors. I have made a very specific and clear commitment to create a committee of students, faculty, and staff. I put a timeline together and a student rep that would co-chair that committee with me starting in early May, and also, you know, pay a student to do research over the summer. And I think that's the way we pivot from protest to the work that needs to be done to get to the next point.
Right. Well, and we're going to take up divestment in a much deeper way. It's a hard thing to do. But I just want to ask you, there's this perception that this is kind of an ivory tower thing that's happening. You know, at Yale, at Columbia, protesters are elites, can afford to do it. You know, some young people have been saying, I can't afford to lose my, you know, scholarship. We know, by and large, Humboldt students aren't wealthy. Many are students of color or the first to graduate in their families. What do you want people to know about the kids, your Humboldt students?
These are not wealthy elites. These aren't students with trust funds and a firm that they know they'll get a job in when they leave. So I think they're taking some chances. And I see the aspiration. I mean, I see the principle, and I have a lot of respect for that.
Jeff Crane, a dean at Cal Poly Humboldt, who's been in conversation with the student protesters occupying a building there. Dean Crane, Jeff, thank you so much. We wish you all the best there.
Thank you. We need it. Appreciate it.